Beauty. That imagination creates beauty. And beauty is what we talk about. Because all of us, we know what beauty is, and none of us really knows what beauty is. Beauty is something that will change your heart, your mood, and everything. You don't know what it is. And if I describe it to you, it looks even silly. And you even lose the feeling about it. Let me tell you about the fear. Imagine the fear you could have if you are sitting at the edge of the darkness, okay? Here is dark, black, everything, and here is some white. And you feel that you're falling backward into the darkness. How do you feel? This is what's happening when you're looking at the sunset. Slowly, gradually, you're falling backward in the night. Of course, because you're the center of the universe, the sun is going down. That sadness, that feeling is the experience of so many human beings watching the light fade away and night envelops somehow everything. And that's not a very good panorama. Therefore, there is a sadness hidden in watching the sunset, right? Do you want to talk about that sadness? Which is somehow mixed with the beauty. When you feel something beautiful and you have a very deep feeling, there is a trace of sadness over there, which is not sad at all. But it will make you react like a sad fellow. Why is that? Because when you're sad, you behave better. You don't shout. You don't move too much. You will remain calm. And you let go of a lot of thoughts. That is a mood that you interpret sadness, which is not sad at all, when you're listening or looking at the very serious beauty, you become quiet. And you could say, oh, it feels sad. It doesn't. Nobody avoids looking at the sunset. It makes me sad. No, it will change. What is changing over there? This is what the basic of all these teachings are all about. Remember, he said, listen, you friends. If you listen carefully to the story, I will tell you, you will know how we feel and how our heart and moment is. This is what we are looking for, right? He started with this. With the first story, he said, pay attention to exceptions. Let go of all the people who tried to build something. There is this Michelangelo. He's different. He's gifted. And he himself will tell you that this is coming from somewhere else. The part that I miss in this class is a part of beauty, of poetic language, of Rumi, that which cannot be translated to another language. There is that one we are looking for and digging a little bit here and there, because that beauty by itself could change you. Not to understand how Rumi thinks. That's not it. You remember the homework? He said the path we are talking here is not becoming very clever. And becoming a philosopher. This is not what we are looking for. RF is someone who knows about the exception. The rules are logical, simple for the animals. That exception. In the third story, which is the story of effort, we are talking about that. The effort, jab, is the rule, right? It will miss the exception. There are things that happen without your effort. There are things that will happen that you don't know why did it happen. Do you have any objection there? Intellectually, you should. Look at your intelligence, your brain. You wish to know exactly why are you doing this, why are you doing that, why are you doing that, right? Here we are talking about the things that you shouldn't know why you're doing it. Because there's no way to know what you're doing. Like repeating one sentence. What is the repetition of one sentence? With the rule of cause and effect, intellectually you will understand repetition makes you remember something. Is there any other benefit to that? You repeat something to remember it, right? That's the animal technique, that's the intelligent technique. But isn't there something else? Ask the people who attend the zikr. Zikr is repeating something. And that something is very, very simple. There is no magical words and thing like that. That abracadabra and that stuff is not in zikr. What is in zikr? A simple statement. But it's not that simple. Because for the fellow who is doing that repetition, that sentence is not simple. First of all, it's given. And because it is given, it has nothing to do with my effort at all. I don't even choose it, right? My peer, my murad will choose it for me. I even give up the choice. Even if I'm told to repeat it 100 times, I don't go 120 or 80, I go 100 times. Means voluntary. I give up all my free wills. Why? Because somehow I hope that it could do a magical thing. How do I know that? I believe in the people that they experience it and they say, it will happen. Namely, my master, the peer I get it from. I believe in someone else. Without the proof, without the cause and effect, and my personal effort in it doesn't play a role. When does it happen that in zikr, somehow suddenly I lose myself and I go to another dimension? It happens, we know it happens. We observe it happens to the others. And it could even happen to me. Later, can I explain it? Can I repeat it even? No. There is a magical stuff, right? Where is that? In imagination. We know that. That part of humanity, which is beyond all of it. Let's say, subject of intelligence, that imagination has a role in it. But guess what? That's not the end of the story, because there is something more than imagination in us. Because of that imagination, something else happens in us. You remember? We somehow expand our domain of life, our universe, to new dimensions. First four dimension is for all the existings, right? But we know there is an extra dimension which is exceptional. It doesn't follow any rule of existence, almost none. It's domain of dream. We know dream is something that has nothing to do with the relativity of Albert Einstein. Does it? It has nothing to do with thermodynamism, rule of motion.